First of all, Dr. Inderstadt, thank you. Thank you for preparing us in advance, and also thank you for stimulating the beginning of what we're going to do for the rest of the afternoon. Hope you can stay around and hear the results of the discussions that we have. Before we move forward, I yield to AKA and Tony. Anything that you all would like to add or direction you want to offer?
Let me.
Yeah, you need to get on a mic.
So I'm Tony Nair, the managing partner of AKA Strategy. We are a New York-based strategic consulting firm. Most of our work is in higher education, in part because I'm an academic monkey who had trouble in graduate school liking it and couldn't figure out what he wanted to major in. Started off as a mathematician and ended up with a PhD in English literature, which many years later I discovered is sort of perfect academic training to be a strategic consultant in higher education. My last real job was at Columbia University, where I was treasurer and chief financial officer, and established the firm shortly thereafter. And we are a small New York-based firm. But I will say that I have roots in Illinois. Both of my parents were born in Illinois. Both were educated at the University of Illinois at Champaign, and they met each other there. My dad went on to become an academic at Penn State. And my colleague, John Bronstein, who will join me at the podium in a few minutes to talk about the breakout sessions, his wife is almost finishing her doctorate at the University of Illinois. So it's a special treat for both of us to be back in Illinois. And the kind of image I have about Illinois, as we were flying from New York yesterday, I was thinking that it would be really wonderful if a result of the strategic plan is that there would be in the middle of the United States, in Illinois, and in the Midwest, this kind of bright light which shines even stronger than it already does for the University of Illinois as one of the major public research universities in the country, if not the world, that really shows the way for public research universities in the world at a time of great complexity and complication. And John and I arrive here with just great pride in what the University of Illinois has done, but also very optimistic about what it can achieve over the course of the strategic planning process, and which will then lead to its best growth and its best development in the years ahead. So I have just a few slides. I'm somewhere between Tim, many slides, and Jim with no slides. I only have three, or maybe it's four. And I thought what we might just do here for a few minutes is talk a little bit about the strategic planning process, and then talk a little bit about our own firm's philosophy about strategic planning. So this is just a bit of a teaser to say that we envision this process lasting over the course of the next 10 months or so in three different phases, an initial issue analysis, which is really kind of getting up to speed. Secondly, kind of September to December, which is developing what we call working hypotheses, a term which we've chosen carefully because we believe that it's really helpful in a process like this, given the scope of the initiative and the complexity of the issues, to lay out some early ideas, hence working, and hypotheses, which then need to be tested by good data, robust discussion, in an iterative process that ultimately then leads to a set of decisions about what the major objectives of planning process will be. And then actually preparing the strategic plan, which would be the effort from January through May, with some conversations with the board along the way. The way we'd like to put it is to have a conversation, maybe another conversation down the road before we get to the January-May period. We'll have to see about that. But in any case, a conversation, as we put it, as the plan is gelling, but it hasn't yet gelled. So that it's kind of the final version of it, but there's still room for examination and testing and thinking about it. So let me give you just a few philosophical observations that we've gathered over now 25 years of preparing strategic plans for many different kinds of institutions, big, small, wealthy, poor, old, new, struggling, successful, and kind of everything in between. One is we believe strongly that every university is different. It has its own culture, its own history, its own positioning, its own situation, its own context, its own personality, if you will. And so that a strategic work really needs to take account of all of those factors as it then thinks about the future. And strategic planning for us, as Tim said, is to be informed by the past, but it's really to look forward. And that the best strategic thinking is really at a high altitude. And for a university system, which is what we're doing here, it needs to be at a particularly high altitude. So we're not really talking about operational matters. We're really talking about what are the half a dozen ideas, give or take, what are the half a dozen ideas that will really transform an institution and put it at a totally different place? And this reflects the second bias of ours, which is we're really interested in working with institutions that have complicated strategic issues. Illinois certainly qualifies in that regard. And that has, it's got issues which are really forward-looking and are transformative. We're not really interested in let's do more of the same, but let's do it a little more energetically, or let's do it only on Tuesday afternoons instead of all week, or something like that. We really want to help institutions get to a very different place. And part of that comes about from what Jim said about the context of higher education today. This is a moment, I think, of true transformation in the higher education enterprise globally. And so this is a particularly opportune time, we believe, for institutions to be thinking constructively and imaginatively about their best futures. A third kind of essential premise is that we believe the process is as important as the resultant document. So that the process, in our view, works best when everybody in the institution can participate in the planning process. So obviously, not everybody at Illinois is going to be at the table to develop the strategic plan, because logistically that's simply impossible. But we do want to make sure that at the end of this process, next May or so, everybody in the university will have had an opportunity to participate in the process in some way. And so nobody can say by next May, gosh, I couldn't participate in this process. If people choose not to, great, that's regretful, but that's really a decision which they are making as distinct from a flaw in the process. So we are really big on making sure that there's terrific communication throughout an institution during the planning process. We want to make sure that there are focus groups, town hall meetings, other opportunities face-to-face for people to participate in the planning process. We want to use electronic means so that people can weigh in on issues. That they will have an opportunity to look at the final draft of the plan and kind of opine on it, what's good about it and what its weaknesses are and so forth. We also want to make sure that this is a plan, this is kind of, I guess, a fourth or a fifth premise here. The plan, as Tim suggested, is really, really well anchored in analysis, so that it's got an analytic foundation which is really solid. But that there's room for imagination and there's room for thinking really in that trite phrase, blue sky. Because, and I think this is sort of where my own background of mathematics on the one hand and literature on the other comes into play. Our view is that the best strategic thinking really does need to be realistic in the sense it understands current circumstances and the changing larger context. On the other hand, it has to have the right flights of fancy, if you will, to be thinking, if not around the corner, maybe kind of around the horizon, if you will, to be able to kind of anticipate how the world in general is going to change, how this industry is going to change, how the state and the region are going to change, and then what the needs are in the state of Illinois, thinking of the University of Illinois and the larger region, and what particular kind of role can the University of Illinois best play to meet those needs and to help both the state and, by extension, the region and the country move forward in constructive ways. I guess the final piece of this is that one of our goals in strategic planning is also to help institutions begin to get strategic thinking into their bones, so that under the view that the world is changing as we speak and the rate of change is accelerating, our view is that you've got to be careful in a plan that is static, because it's a little bit like a budget. You as a board will adopt the budget, and the very next day, if not that afternoon, there have been changes somehow in some income items or some expense items, and it's not quite the budget that you adopted. But the art form there is to make sure over the course of the year that the budget is balanced and the priorities and the assumptions underneath it are sound. Our feeling about strategic thinking is exactly the same thing. So what we'd like to be able to do at Illinois also is to help you all then just get into a mode of thinking strategically all the time. Mm-hmm. And one way of illustrating this is it would be really terrific if the small number of ideas, the powerful ideas that are going to be transformative for the University of Illinois, are such that A, everybody in the university knows what they are and in his or her own words can express them, but also that everybody in the university can say, does this meeting, does this telephone call contribute to my ability to achieve the strategic objectives or not? And if it turns out that having lunch with Harry or talking on the phone with Mary doesn't contribute to that individual's ability to help realize the strategic objectives, it's probably not the best idea. And one should then be actually focused on what it is at an individual level, at a unit level, at a campus level, ultimately at the university level, which is really going to drive the university to the achievement of its goals and objectives. And the final point is that our strategic plan here, I think, is going to be not only quite high altitude, it's going to be a pretty slender document. It's maybe, I don't know, 10 pages, 18 pages, something like that. There may be appendices that have more technical information in it. There may be documents that have led to it. But what's really important is to have a document that, as I said just a minute ago, everybody can understand and everybody enthusiastically is working towards the realization of it. But it's also a plan that can serve as the intellectual or the substantive base for conversations with government, conversations with prospective donors, conversations with funding agencies and the like. And in that case as well, kind of less is really more. So how do I move the slide? Well, magically, here it is. So a little bit more on the three phases. So we got started around the 1st of June. There was, as Tim mentioned, a really terrific small group retreat at Allerton in the third week of June. It was about 20, 25 people or so, in which we really spent a day and a half just thinking about where the university is and where it might be, and try to develop a bunch of just ideas, which then we at AKA have begun to kind of organize, if you will. And the participants at Allerton were cross-campus, faculty as well as staff, as well as executive leaders, some board members, and it was both a terrific discussion, but it was also a group that sort of began to come together, which in my perspective was sort of part of Tim's exponent of the magic, that is to say, to really emphasize in some concrete ways the importance of collegiality and the importance of building a team that is going to really be able to move the planning process forward, but also then move forward in terms of the strategic transformation of the university itself. The conversation that you just had with Tim and Jim and Ed, in some respects, is also the beginning of thinking strategically today. And what we'd like to do for the balance of today is kind of do the same thing we did at Allerton. And we've got some small groups organized to do that. John will speak about that in just a minute. But the goal here is to have as rich a conversation as possible with the understanding that everything is on the table. So one of the premises of the Allerton retreat was, in this planning process, there can't be or shouldn't be any elephants hiding behind potted palms that we can't talk about. Because to really do the right job, we've got to, in a serious, thoughtful way, really deal with whatever are the evident issues, but also those that may be a little more sensitive, a little more delicate, a little more complicated. And there may be some horses here that really need to be examined quite closely. Secondly, there will be formed a strategic planning steering committee. This will be a group of maybe 15 people, again, cutting across campuses, involving the right degree of heterogeneity across the university. And that's the group that's going to really coordinate the planning process. It's going to be our resonating body, if you will be advisory to Tim in terms of working through this. We will be doing some stakeholder interviews, some focus groups. We, of course, have already started to review the campus strategic plans and other documents. And as Tim said, the university plan will take advantage of the very good strategic thinking that's already been done. And we're in the process then of developing kind of a summary of what we will have learned by the end of August, which will then be the basis for discussions at the steering committee. And the next slide. So then from September to December, this is going to be developing our hypotheses. So we'll do an environmental scan. There'll be more interviews, focus groups, other conversations. We'll do some town hall meetings. And as I mentioned, we'll do some working hypotheses. And we will then distill all of this into a set of iterative documents, which will ultimately then lead to a framework and the plan itself. And then the third phase will be to develop this framework, to go through it in a highly organized way, to reach consensus on the penultimate draft, have widespread discussion of it, and then to bring the final strategic plan through the president to the board for your review, discussion, and action. So the final thing I'll say is that we, as a firm, don't take ourselves very seriously, but we do take our work very seriously. And so one tonality that we find is really important in the best strategic work, which is very hard, it's very complicated, there's just a lot to think through, but is to have great fun in the process and to have the conversations be uniformly stimulating, interesting, and lead to very good results. But the component of having a good time doing it should not be underestimated, and that is very much part of our view as a firm. Are there some questions, if we've got a minute, from any board members or members of the audience? Going once, going twice.
Can you give us or point us to some examples of great system
Sure. One that we very much like and are very proud of is one we did about 5 years ago for the State University of New York under Nancy Zimpfer.
It's okay if you listen now, but I should say
Oh, sure. Be good. But that's that I would just recommend all of you might just take a quick look at. I think it was very successful in the sense that Nancy has used it really to reposition SUNY. And to do, it's really in the bones, so to speak, of the university. But we can provide some other examples as well. Good, thank you.
Okay.
John, do you want to say a few words about?
Just a few words.
I suppose I have the unenviable position of standing between you and a nice box lunch. But let me make this very brief. My role here is really to exhort you. You've spent a lot of time. Particularly those of you in the audience listening to some very stimulating ideas about the future of the institution. The next phase of work, we're going to break you into, I think all of you have gotten a name tag with most of you have name tags with that are color-coded, representing your group. Each group has a team leader and a designated recorder, someone who will be there to help the leader shape the discussion and put some things down on paper. After this meeting, we will break into those groups from about noon, 12:15 to 2:30. The breakout rooms are, when you come out of this room, they are to your right, and they are coded color-wise to your name tags. Your team leaders will have a set of brief instructions, most of which are focused around a set of questions. I believe each group has four questions. Some of those questions are in common. Some of them are different for each group. And then a small exercise at the end that we hope will prove stimulating. You have about 2 hours to do that. You'll have a schedule for that, and I'd urge you to keep to that timetable. The one thing I would exhort you to do in the spirit of everything we've talked about here is in the work, in answering those questions, think first of all about the future. Be very forward thinking rather than thinking about immediate barriers or hindrances to what the institution could become. Think collegially. That is, you're here to think about as a citizen of the state of Illinois and as a citizen of the University of Illinois. Rather than your individual institution. You certainly can bring and should bring the expertise from each of your roles to this thinking, but think big. As Tony mentioned, as Tim and Jim Duderstadt has alluded, think at a high altitude here. So not only transformatively, but think about the directions and priorities the university can set that clearly direct it, but that allow the institutions the autonomy to bring each of their diverse strengths to support those directions. So that at the end of the day, we want to have a strategic plan that has clear goals, that set a direction, that set priorities, but are capacious enough to allow each of the institutions to contribute in their unique way. So forward thinking, transformative, high altitude, and a citizen of the University of Illinois. With that, I need a little help from the folks who've set this up. The box lunches will be out here or in the room? Out here. So on your way to your color-coded room, again, out the door and to the right.
Don't go yet.
And I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I wanted to say something, but go ahead and finish what you were saying.
That's fine. Once you leave the room, it should be clear where to go. Ed, let me turn it back to you then.
All right, very good. Thank you. Tony and John, thank you very much for setting the stage. reiterate where the box lunch is. Secondly, to those of you who are reporters, please bring your thumb drive back to Joe. Joe, she hangs up. At 2:15 so that she can get it entered into the computer and be ready for us to start doing presentations at 2:30. I would just reiterate your comment about there are no bad ideas. It's an opportunity for big ideas. And I'd say to all of us, we tend to want to defend what we know and how things operate. I would say to you, there's always advocates for what we're doing now. Please take your focus on these big ideas for the future. And I'm sure the advocates for what we're doing now will always be there. So let's think about that future and that opportunity. Officially, the meeting is recessed. Have a quick break, get to your rooms, and get to work. Thank you.